102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Double Shot Thursday. Roger and JP, first one from Def Leppard, 746.
Dude, you didn't even put $2 in, Ted, for the station, for the office pool, for the lottery?
Nah, never do.
He never does, and who else? Oh, I think Donna didn't either. Like, not even, I know it's a long shot, but for $2, why wouldn't you put in?
Why wouldn't you put
it's
in?
It's better invested, like, in getting M&Ms downstairs in the vending machine.
At least you get something out of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
It wouldn't drive you crazy. Are you you're afraid of winning the money. You don't want
to
win.
I don't need to win that big one. I mean, I don't know what it would come to if all of us had to split it, you know. But, yeah, no, I don't. First off, I don't think we'd ever win. You know, I know we'll never win.
So for $2, right. You don't even take, you know.
But the other thing is he'd rather not win. He'd really rather not.
Yeah.
Now it's 670. I get.
It's going to be huge.
I get this kind of sum of money being a turning people. I get it because.
No, I think it's doable.
Yeah. It's doable.
B-A-B. Double Shot Thursday, couple from Def Leppard at 750. Partly sunny and 45 degrees today.
The reason this sum of money sucks.
Mm-hmm.
This, like, what is it now, Ted, to $675 million it's up to or something
at
like
least,
that?
At least. It's probably going to grow even more.
Yeah.
They're projecting at least that for Saturday.
You know, yeah.
Because no matter what you give to Pete, here's the deal. You, especially because I know you. You'll mm-hmm. you would take the lump sum, right?
Yeah.
Right? Okay, so $675 million turns in, you'll probably take home, say, $250 million. Just throwing a number.
Right.
I'm just throwing that number out
I'll
there.
Take it, yeah.
Your whole family only hears $675 million.
Yeah, that's true.
All your friends, they only hear $675
million. That's the
press. That's the headlines. Yeah. You're doing the press conference, holding up a check for $675 million, even though you're only taking home, say, the $250. There is no amount you can give them mm-hmm. where they're not going to be talking smack behind your back about it. You can give each one of your family members mm-hmm. $5 million. Be like, he got $675 million. He only gave us $5 million each. That is a fact.
That's insane.
But that's what Ted's talking about. That's where it gets.
I mean, there's definitely going to be a problem with someone here or there. I don't think there's any question about that. I think there'll be I think most people would be grateful you dropped $5 million in their lap.
I think.
But you're right. Somebody will be like, man, why didn't he give me 10?
Right.
Look at all he has.
Right.
Why wouldn't he give me 10? That's just like him to hold on to more for himself. I can see where that goes.
Then where do you cut it off?
Well, that's a huge.
That's the question, especially.
Especially when you come to work.
But hold, not even off this place.
This place, I'll talk you down. You never know.
But a memory.
But that could be $10,000.
But listen to this. But this is where having those friends from high school that you make fun of me about all the time. That's where that comes into play, because who am I cutting that off?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
You know.
They'd probably surprise you too at that point. They'd probably get weird with you.
Yep.
Probably. There's no probably.
Yeah. There's no question
There's
about
no
it.
There's no probably in that. If I hit for that 670, and what I would do is, I did the math earlier, $675 million over 20 years comes out to $33,750,000 a year for the 20 years.
Is that pre-tax? So
no, that's what...
That's what you would end up with?
No, that's pre-tax. That's, okay, okay. So, you know, divide the $675 million, and then you'll take taxes out of the $33 million, so you're mm-hmm. probably going to walk away with,
say, 15 or whatever.
Not more than that. They're going to take more than 50%?
No.
But no, say 20-something
million. Never as much as you think. All right.
So everybody's going to be like, now. Why isn't he giving us this? Why aren't we getting that? That's why I understand where Ted's coming from with this kind of money.
Yeah.
That's why I get where he's coming from.
See, I look at this it as you have problems when you don't have money. I'll take the problems that you have when you have money and deal with it.
Yeah, you have your... Here's the deal. When you have no money, mm-hmm. you have your problems. When you have that kind of money, you now have everybody else's problems. And they will die making that you know all about their problems.
And that you didn't help. And then they have neighbors that you should help and friends of friends.
Dude, and then it's not even that you didn't help.
Mm-hmm.
It's that you didn't, whatever you did, right. In most cases, I'm not saying in all cases, mm-hmm. in a lot of cases, mm-hmm. it'll be not enough.
Right.
I can hand if I walk away with that money, mm-hmm. and I handed my sister a check for $10 million, mm-hmm. there would be an issue. That's a fact.
Yeah.
Well, you wouldn't care. You'd be on an island, and you would not give her your cell number. So,
or I'd pay $11 million to have her killed. One or the other.
754. Here's Ted with the roads.
And now this morning, got a few things going on here. First off, Northern Parkway westbound, making your way into exit 33 for the Wantagh Parkway. Had an accident there. That was blocking the right lane. Now move to the shoulder. LIE west.com.
Please gift responsibly. You must be 18 or older to purchase lottery tickets.
7:57, Roger and JP, 102.3 WBAB. The Powerball numbers that are being thrown around now, like for Saturday, $675 million. It's just such a huge sum of money. Like Ted said, it's too much money. Wouldn't even want to win it. Too many complications. This guy says he's got it figured out. Go ahead, BAB.
Hey, good morning, Roger. Hey, if I won all that money, I would set up my family, and then I would give all the rest away. No charities, nothing. I would walk around to people that I don't know and pay off their mortgages, and that's it. And everybody, because having that much money is too much money for one person to have.
That's an interesting way to look at it.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. I wouldn't be hurting for any kind of money by any means for the rest of my life or anything like that. But
no,
but I would certainly give people that truly need it, not, you know, just anybody.
What I would do is the exact opposite. Like Raj would say, you know, it's $675 million. Raj would take the cash out, the cash value. Hell no. Mm-hmm. You give me that thing over 20 years. I can do, at least I know I got 20 years.
Yeah, you won't run out of money that way.
At least I know I got 20 solid years, and at 40, I'm almost 44, that'll get me to 64. I'll mm-hmm. be set for the rest of my life after that.
Yeah, you'll probably make it.
Yeah, no, I'll be set.
I mean, probably.
I'll be good. You hand me a check for $350
million, yeah. Oops.
And I can walk away with that? See ya.
I'm dead. Yep.
Take care,
thanks, man.
All right, have a good day, guys.
Yeah, tough problem to have, tough choice to have.
I just couldn't handle not putting the $2 into the office pool.
Mm-hmm.
And if it did hit, being the only guy on the outside.
Oh, no.
Ted wears that crown proudly.
I would be on the ledge.
102.3 WBAB, Roger and JP. Double Shot Thursday. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP. Double Shot Thursday, two from AC/DC. It's 8:06, partly sunny, 45 degrees today.
You know what I am impressed with, Ted, with this whole lottery thing? Is the fact that the whole office will put the $2 in for the $675 million.
Right.
And he's just so adamant that it's a waste of $2 that he'd rather, like, he can stick to it. Like, I could not live if I didn't go in it and it hit.
Right.
Right, but he's so confident and so
same thing.
And
same thing.
So right. Yeah. I mean, if you really think about it, he's right.
Of course,
the chances are 1 in 300 million. It's never going to happen.
Right,
but yet none of us can do it except for him. He's the only one that can say, I think he looks at it as like he'll stay. And he'll have one of the jobs in this room. Like, he'll either be me or
he'll
you.
He'll be the only one left in the station.
Take over.
He really would be. You could be general manager if
you
wanted
radio.
To.
That's really his underlying thing.
I did always say that if I hit, I would love to buy these two radio stations. I would buy them. Okay, I'd make an offer to Cox. And,
okay, let me ask you this because this will be interesting.
I would keep you guys.
And I'm going to be honest.
Thanks, Dan. Yeah.
Be totally honest. What changes would you make?
Oh, I'd have to look at everything.
Stop
I'd have to
it.
Go back.
You know exactly what
I'm
you
not going to say. I can't say.
Why
you know,
not?
Because I
What are you
I mean,
afraid of? You afraid
I mean,
to
I
upset
would,
somebody?
No, but I would, you know, I would definitely, I would love to buy, you know, own radio stations for sure. That would definitely be like a dream of mine
you
if I had the money.
Country and keep them hits.
Not, don't be a pussy now. You bought these two radio stations with the money. What changes would you make?
The new 10.3 Ted Radio.
Ted Radio in the morning. It would be interesting. Well, you guys, I mean, first off, I would go to you guys and ask you what you guys want to do differently.
Oh,
that's what I would do.
And then do whatever.
And then
you
anything
to do.
That I didn't want to do that you go along with, I would just hide behind research and say research tells me I can't do that,
right.
Like they do around here now.
Yeah. Would you keep the formats?
At first, yeah, definitely.
Which one of these stations would be flipped to country?
I might do something with, we're on 95.3. I'd have to look at a whole bunch of things. You know, I would definitely look at that. You know.
Would flip 95, the 95.3 frequency to country?
I would do something maybe with it. It depends.
Don't we already have country on the East End?
Yeah, we do. It depends. We don't have country.
You'd turn this into a country station, wouldn't
you? Of course,
you?
In no. the end, you're going to turn it into what he wants to listen to. I mean, that's
if
that
I if honestly the way I would if I was going to change this to a country station, I'd evolve it and mix in like Southern rock, so it wouldn't go. I wouldn't go full fledged, you know.
Oh, that's pretty good.
You know, I'd make it a hybrid at first.
Well, that's not bad. It's a
good.
But
thought. It would be BAB. You'd leave BLI alone.
Yeah, definitely. I would leave BLI. Yeah, it's a hit station. As long as you're playing hits, yeah. Nothing but the hits. Maybe bring back Rick Dees for the weekend.
You would pay Rick Dees to do a part time shift. There it is, Ted Linder's
but
dream.
But that would be great. I mean, what would you do with all the money? You don't want to own anything? Or
dude, I would be as far away from radio as you can possibly get.
Mm-hmm. That would be a dream. You know, that
as
would be great.
As far away from this nonsense as you possibly get. Meetings? I would never sit in a meeting again unless I was running that bitch.
Right.
That's a fact.
Just have a life where you're floating somewhere.
Have to listen to people who have never done what we do tell us how to do what we do better.
Right. Well, see, I would do away with all that stuff.
Yeah. Ted would be the best boss ever.
Firing squad.
809.
Which one of the three of us would you fire first?
I would keep all of you guys. I said that.
You're lying.
I really would.
You'd fire me in a heartbeat.
It's a lot of work to find a new morning show.
All right.